The July 23rd segment of Daily Bread focused on the Scripture's references regarding spiritual alertness, that is, let us not sleep, as it related to religious carelessness and inactivity. In this segment, we'll direct our attention to the consequences of being spiritually asleep. In James 3:1, the following warning is issued: Be not many of you teachers, my brethren, knowing that we shall receive heavier judgment. In the context, it is evident that James is not discouraging men to be teachers, but rather, as Paul instructed Timothy, the things which thou hast heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:2. Faithfulness to the word is key. Nevertheless, it is evident in life itself that not all men are teachers. However, if you have undertaken the duties of a teacher, be thoroughly assured that you are alert to the duties, dangers, and as Paul said to Timothy, be thou sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5. Thus, a minister and or a teacher of the gospel must be on the front lines of the battle. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, war the good warfare, 1 Timothy 1:18, and to fight the good fight, 1 Timothy 6:18. It should be self-evident that a good soldier of Christ Jesus does not entangle himself in the affairs of this life that he may please him who enrolled him as a soldier, 2 Timothy 2, 3-4. The nature of the warfare emphasizes the alertness necessary to be a good soldier. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before God, to the casting down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. Therefore, a teacher of the gospel must be vigilant. The warfare that is fought is won first with self. The Apostle Paul said, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that ye may not do the things that ye would. But if ye are led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Galatians 5, 16-18. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter saying, Beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your behavior seemly among the Gentiles, that wherein they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. 1 Peter 2:11-12.